USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is rejecting President Trump's claim that he enjoys immunity from state criminal proceedings while in office, finding a New York grand jury may obtain his tax records, but blocked parallel efforts by congressional Democrats to obtain his tax documents in two separate 7-2 opinions issued on Thursday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Thursday offered support for extending the enhanced pandemic unemployment benefit, which expires at the end of the month, but at a lower payout than the current $600 a week. Mnuchin telling CNBC,
"We knew there was a problem with enhanced unemployment and that certain cases people were paid more than they made in their jobs. That was a technical fix. We were in an emergency. We went along with that. We're going to fix that technical fix. We're going to make sure that people are incented to go back to jobs."
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The number of Americans filing first-time jobless benefits is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
First-time unemployment claims are down again week to week, but still above a million. Initial claims totaling 1.3 million last week, 99,000 fewer than the week before. However, the Labor Department says while the number of new claims keeps going down, nearly 33 million Americans are still claiming benefits, largely because of COVID-19.
A relentless heat wave is just getting underway in the South, with some spots forecast to peak above 110 degrees starting this weekend. But the heat will not stay in the South, as next week it will move to the North and East, with 100-degree temperatures spreading across the Ohio Valley into the mid-Atlantic states. The National Weather Service is forecasting 75 or more record-high temperatures will be approached or broken from Friday to Tuesday alone. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is criticizing former Vice President Joe Biden's call to transform the country and reallocate resources away from police departments. Graham, speaking on Fox News, says,
"Well, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you something right now. If you're looking for a place to come, come to South Carolina. We're not going to defund the police. We're not going to destroy capitalism. We're going to let you work hard, and the harder you work, the better you do in South Carolina. But what I'm going to do is take the mob's bill, the squad's bill. I'm going to introduce it and ask everybody in the Senate to vote on it." When Joe Biden means transform the country, what do you mean, Joe? Are you with them? If you're not with them, tell me how you're different. To every Democratic senator, what do you think about defunding the police? Are you with a squad? If you're not, tell them why you're not with them. We need to vote on this stuff, not just talk about it on cable TV. Let's vote on their ideas and see where the Senate is.
Graham, the South Carolina Republican, never at a loss for words. Nightly violent demonstrations in Portland have caused an estimated $23 million in damage and lost business to downtown businesses, that's according to police officials. The demonstrations started on May 28th at a federal immigration facility when someone in the crowd launched a Molotov cocktail at the building. They moved to the Justice Center, a building that holds a police precinct, the next night and have terrorized officers there every night since. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.